It's Brittany. Here's your hot off the wire. The deal is officially official. Apple bought Beats Electronics from Dr. Dre, Interscope's Jimmy Iovine, and others for $3 billion. But Dre is not exactly hip-hop's first billionaire. Forbes crunched the numbers and predicted he will fall $200 million short. Not bad, though. Remember rapper Luther Campbell, you know, Uncle Luke from 2 Live Crew? Well, he got banned from a bar in St. Louis. He was judging a twerk contest and offered one of the women just $1,000 to perform a sex act. Of course, videos and photos hit the internet, and he's not allowed back. On to another rapper, Mr. Papers. Who? You know, the dude that got Lil' Kim pregnant. He wants to marry her, of course. Forbes released its list of the most powerful women. Of course, Oprah Winfrey made the list at 14, and Queen Beyonce is right after her at number 17. Beyonce's hubby, Jay-Z, reportedly split with his longtime business manager, John Manili, who is responsible for getting Jay a Samsung deal and Rockaware. We'll see where he goes from here. Also, Nas is launching a scholarship fund, and I love this. It's for graduates transitioning from college to the workplace. He'll provide training programs. In Ratchet Reality News, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's Benzino is explaining what led him to Kirk out on that plane. He thinks he was questioned about his first class seat because of his skin color. He says he got an apology from the airline and some vouchers. Basketball Wife LA star Sunday Carter, the one that got the black eye from Drea, was pulled over for a DUI over the weekend, and she was twice the legal limit but posted $10,000 bail. Speaking of basketball wives, Shawnee O'Neal was asked about LA Clipper owner's mistress V. Stiviano joining Basketball Wives, and she said maybe that would be ratchet. In music news, Mariah Carey, y'all know she's a diva, was scheduled to open the World of Music Awards in Monte Carlo earlier this week. She was fashionably 4 hours late, pushing back the whole show. I still love her, though. On TV, gorgeous actress Stacey Dash will join Fox News Channel as a contributor for cultural analysis. Not surprised. She is known as a black Republican. Well, I'm Brit Nesha, hot off the wire. Tweet me what I missed at Too Pretty Brittany at Russ Parr Show. And for more stories, go to the RussParrMorningShow.com.